I mean, I've got a lot of stuff here, and I didn't know Richard was going to do his stuff here like he did. But boy, this just parallels what it is. You know, you wonder why you pick it up and put it in your pocket on your way out of your house. You can't hardly. And this is a lot of reading, but hey, let's just read it real quick, okay? But are any of you, and I've told you before, to go over to blueletterbible.org. Anybody in here, are you familiar with that?
What?
Blue Letter. Blue Letter Bible, BLB.org. You know, I use the website a lot. You know, it's got commentaries. It's got script. I mean, I can just go click it. I can just type in a reference. I'm right there. So, I don't read your commentaries until I have already read it, figured it out as close as I could. It was just like I was listening to one last night by... I always like listening to the old boy, though he's not right.
Yeah.
Most of the things. But last night I was going over Acts 13 because I may do that today sometime, I don't know. And I was listening to him, and he skipped over verse 38 and various things like that. You know, and it's kind of strange what these people will do. But there's more liberal people on there, so don't go out there to get your answers. But, I mean, if you want to just go out there and click on the King James Bible, put a verse in, that's just instant. I've got a Strong's Concordance, and it'll give you that. It'll give you the sources. It'll give you sin. It'll just give you anything you want. And it'll give you a lot of errors. So you don't put nothing except no stock in anything except the King James Bible. But you can still go look. Now, I wanted to... Right before I went to bed, I said, well, let me just look at their statement of faith, the Blue Letter Bible. This is a big organization now. I mean, a big. They just got the HCSB. Remember that I talked about the other day, the Holman Christian Standard Bible? This owned by the Southern Baptist Association. Y'all remember me talking about that? They just got it. And so now you can, that's another version. You can go up there and click, and you can get NIV. You can just get them all. And find out what one says versus another one. And that's just a shame, because I keep it on the King James. But I thought I'd just tell you that they've now got the HCSB, was number 6 in the sales about 2 or 3 years ago. But here's their statement of understanding, and this goes out to multi-millions of people. Listen, our statement of faith, mission and resources are grounded in the historical, conservative Christian faith. While this dictates our publication policy, it does not define the extent of our fellowship. Now see, I'm going to use the word Christian today later on, but do we have a Christian faith? Boy, it makes people mad when I say we don't. But, you're going to hear me use it later on, it's just kind of synonymous with what we do. We affirm, this is them, we affirm the Bible is to be in... We affirm the Bible to be the inspired, the only, infallible, and authoritative Word of God. Well, I do too. We affirm that there is one God, eternally existent in 3 distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So do I. We affirm the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, His virgin birth, His sinless life, His miracles, His vicarious and atoning death through His shed blood, His bodily resurrection, His ascension to the right hand of the Father, and His personal return in power and glory. Well, golly, yes. Don't you think so? No, I don't like that. You know so. We affirm that for salvation... We affirm that for salvation of lost and sinful people... I'm going to stop right there. There's a lot of people in this room. Now, until I talk, you may... And I taught on this born again. Titus, the book after 2 Timothy, chapter 3. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, we're talking about salvation, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, being born again and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And remember I told you this, you can't be renewed unless you had it before and you lost it. It's when Jesus Christ, when He was setting up, not setting, but nailed up to the cross, the Holy Spirit left Him. One of the Godhead left Jesus Christ. And God turned his back on his own son because he became sin. Now, here is the thing. Regeneration. You've got to have already had the Holy Ghost before you can be regenerated or renewed with it. Sorry about that, renewed. Here's what they said. Now I'm getting to that. We affirm for the salvation of lost and sinful people, regeneration by the Holy Spirit is absolutely essential. It's talking about your regeneration by the Holy Spirit. Anybody been regenerated in here yet? Just being born again. You've got to be regenerated, they're saying. No, haven't. The only one is the Lord Jesus Christ. He was born again. We affirm the present ministry of the Holy Spirit by whose indwelling the Christian, well, that's true, he indwells us, right? Is enabled to live a godly life. Jim, can you live a godly life? But that's what they said. We affirm the present ministry of the Holy Spirit by whose indwelling the Christian, and he is in a saved individual, is enabled, the Christian, to live a godly life. No, you're not going to live a godly life in the flesh. Yes.
Philippians 3:21. We shall change our vile body.
Body like unto his glory.
According to them, that's...
That's already done.
That's part of taking place.
That's right.
I don't think I represent
this. Here we go. We affirm the resurrection of both the saved and the lost. Yes, that they are saved unto they that are saved unto the resurrection of life, and they that are lost unto the resurrection of damnation. Yes, we affirm your salvation if you believe that. It does. Man, ain't that something? That's the Blue Letter Bible. They just reach millions. They're powerful. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I believe, and you don't have to do this, but I recommend that you do this. I was in some store the other day, and, you know, it's always in the bathroom. Somebody leaves this on the top of the commode or something. And so I always pick them up, read them. And if it's not true, I throw them away. I'm not going to leave it. Because it's wrong. Have you ever seen any pet?
Yes.
Are you wadding them away? Don't just leave them because somebody's going to be deceived by that.
I thought they would pick them up.
Well, you can wash your hands. But, you know, I mean, this may take a little bit, but I think it's worthwhile. Some sign of a nation's decline. And they reference pride. The nation forgets God. We don't need him. The wicked come out of the closets and have no shame, in Isaiah. Calling evil good and good evil, Isaiah. The declining family, the declining quality. High taxes, increasers. I mean, whoever wrote this can't spell.
Increasers.
In immigration, too many living on welfare. The heroes of the people, actors, musicians, and athletes. Divorce increase. The crazies for pleasure. A military buildup while the enemy was within. An increase in violence, the decline of religion, being against Israel, not supporting her. You know, we're supposed to support Israel, but I will tell you this, and I've told you before, the Israel that they call a nation is not the Israel of the Bible. It is definitely not. There's always been a Zionist movement, and they're still over there right now.
And you explain that statement.
What's it, what about? About Israel?
Israel.
Okay, Israel, the Bible says, they're going to come back into the nation, and they're going to be there. But see, they haven't. We're not supposed to bless a Jew in the first place. We're not supposed to bless Israel out of Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. That is going to be their land in the future, but it is not right now. It belongs to a small amount of group. Why? Because those Jews over there right now are all Judaizers. They're all lost if they haven't trusted the gospel of the grace of God. They're no different from a Muslim or anybody over in the United States. Could be somebody sitting in here today that's lost. Those Jews are no different from a Muslim. And you're in here, if you're lost today, you're no different from those people that are Muslims. You're lost. But Christ died for everybody, for every human being. That's why we go with the gospel of the grace of God, the revelation of the mystery. That's why we preach to those people that are lost. Because God will have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. So being saved, that's the number one thing. There's millions and millions and millions of people that's going to be saved, but they ain't all coming unto the knowledge of the truth. I'm with Richard when he said this morning, golly, how can all of this happen? You know, if you don't believe in Paul or the Pauline doctrine, how can you get saved back over in a church? Just like he said, 4 years old, 10 years old, whatever, and you're sitting under somebody that's preaching, repent and be baptized, and all of a sudden you come out from under that, and you say, well, God, I trusted the gospel back when I was 10 years old, but you ain't never heard it. How did you trust it then? Somebody told you that you were saved. And that's what you want to hang on to. God, quit doing that and get saved today. Good God, I mean, there's people in here thought they were saved. I just happened to be one of them. I thought I was saved back in 1978 when I walked the aisle for Jesus. I was told I was. Goodness gracious alive. And I do believe what he was talking about. And I think Mary Lou backed it up. I don't believe there's a lot of people saved to begin with. When I said millions, I'm talking about over the course of time since Paul's gospel. That's what I was talking about. But I think it's a personal thing. Anybody sitting in here today, it's between you and the Lord. You may hear something that's going to stimulate that the Holy Spirit to convict you of your sinfulness, and you hit rock bottom. Now, I'm not talking about losing everything you got, you know, the worldly things, like your house, your car. I ain't talking about hitting rock bottom that way. Hitting rock bottom as a sinful individual is what I'm talking about. Knowing you can't do it yourself. That's what the law was about. You know, you can't keep the law. You know, if that's James 2:10, if you've ever offended in one, you've offended in them all. Is that right? So, the law was given to us as a school, not even to us, but to the people in the covenants of promise, which is the Greeks, not us ungodly Gentiles. We've never been under the law. Okay? It was given to those people to let them know, and us, from reading the scriptures, that we needed a Savior. It was a schoolmaster. It was like a teacher to us. You can't keep the law. You better trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because you cannot keep it. There ain't no way you're going to keep it. But there's still preachers out there that's preaching that you can. And if you and if you offend, we found out this morning from Richard, well, you can't go back. If you've already been forgiven, that's like crucifying Christ all over again. Is that right? You can't do that. What does the Catholic Church do, Joe? They crucify Jesus Christ every Sunday or Monday or whatever they confess. Now I'm going to tell you this. This is kind of... just take it as it is. Don't throw me out of the church. Some guy was telling me the other day, and there wasn't nobody in here, said that, he might... If he wasn't saved, he'd probably be a Catholic. I said, why? He said, well, call all these women that commit adultery, coming there and confessing it to the priest. He wanted to be a priest. So he, in turn, could go out and take advantage of the situation. They've already confessed it. He knows what they're doing. Man, I'm never surprised at what comes through people's minds. I never thought about that. But I tell you, anyway... but that's the Jews over there. One second, Joseph. That's the Jews, Pat, that are over there. They're not Christians, and even the Messianic Jews don't have the message. They're following Peter's doctrine. So they're all lost. All the Judaizers, the when?
Israel.
When the people... Are you going to... Go ahead.
I'm going to cover that.
Okay.
Yeah. We know in Hosea, who am I?
Right.
My people, right? Acts 28, you're putting in the back burner. And now, Jew and Gentiles all the same.
Cast away.
He's going to deal with them again in the tribulation when the times of refreshings come, okay? Now, Zechariah talks about what's going to happen in tribulation. Zechariah 13, 8 and 9. To come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. I will bring the third part through the fire, refine them as silver is refined, and try them as gold, and gold is tried. They shall call upon my name. I will hear them, and I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. That's what he's going to... they're going to be his people again.
And it's going to happen.
Finds them
after the rapture.
Right. Yeah. In the tribulation, they knock off two-thirds. The rest are there now. They're going to come out of the out of that bunch, but one third remaining will be his people.
Yep.
Not until then.
And they, in Hosea, it tells you that you're not my people now.
That's right.
But it also says that you will be my the Jews or the Israelites will be as the sand of the sea.
Right.
And also that you will be my people again at the Valley of Jezreel. That's what it says. And then, do you have your hand up, Richard?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, it's really interesting. You know, I was listening about this morning about that Israel was only, you know, the New Testament was only about a year, you know, starting at Stephen.
That's called the acceptable year of the Lord.
Yeah, so the New Testament.
1 year.
Yeah, the New Testament's going to start again, the way I see it, was in the tribulation period. And that's when the New Testament is going to continue.
Well, it's kind of ironic because Pat asked me about that before we started. And that's what I told her. The thing is, you know, the death in Hebrews chapter 8 and 9, it talks that the testator, which is Jesus Christ, had to die before there's a New Testament. The old's going away, the new's coming in. It started, but it was really stopped quick. You know, nobody has been changed. The lion's not laying down with a lamb. Those kind of, nothing like that has changed. So, you're thinking about what it said, what Peter said about Joel. You know, about the elements. But you know, it didn't happen. It stopped. It was put on pause when the prophetic period was put on pause. It will come back after we're raptured or gathered up into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air when we go to the judgment seat of Christ. That's when what we're talking about right here about the Jews, the real Jews, are going to be coming back into the country, and they're going to, as Joe said, they're going to kill. They're going to, about two-thirds of them are going to die.
Yeah.
I mean, that's by the Scripture. It is. How many is going to be, was it 75% or three-quarters?
66%.
And then another 25% of the ones that are left, or something like that.
Oh, half the world's going to die. They're going to be part of that bunch.
Yes.
Yeah. But of them, two-thirds.
And it ain't no joke. Well, it's going to happen.
Jewish heritage. Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're going to die. But he's going to start his judgment. 1 week left. One judgment of Revelation. It's 483 years. It's been completed. 1 week. 1 week of years left, which is 7 years. It's going to start when we go up. Antichrist, after the 3.5 years, is going to set himself up as God in the temple. In Israel, the children are going to run to the wilderness, into a place that the Lord has already set aside for them. But anyway, that help at all, Pat?
Yes, sir.
Okay, right here. Let me continue. I hate to do this, but we must notice this country is not safe as it once was. No kidding. And it's not from all the outside attacks. The wicked are turning this place into hell. Oh, no, they don't know what hell is. It is as safe to go out. Is it as safe to go out as it once was? This nation, apart from God's church, has forgotten God. The only time is when a disaster happens is when they want His blessing, but not Him. Well, you know, that's kind of a true statement there. People want their God's blessings. It's just like the people that were wandering around in the wilderness after on that 40-year deal, you know, coming out of from being a prisoner or slaves coming out of Egypt.
And we saw that after 7-11. The churches were filled that Sunday.
Oh, yeah, and then they get away from it. You know,
they were just filled and overflowing.
They want separation of church and state, yet they can't figure why the government's not solving the country's problems. Forget God. Results, nation turned into hell. Do we feel as safe as we used to? Now, number two, the wicked came out of the closets and have no shame, Isaiah. They look on the countenance with the look on their countenance witnesses against them. And they desire, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They do not hide it. Well, are you talking about, that's kind of true right now, but all this homosexuality and everything else, as Sodom and Gomorrah was. Woe to their soul, for they have brought evil upon themselves. Is this not a picture of the guys' society? No shame. The look on their face of pride, parading around, not hiding it. And I says, well, it ain't hid no more. They have not had another state, Virginia, I guess it was, voted to bring homosexual legally where you can marry in that state. And now we're fixing the court. I just saw something that they're being really close to legalizing marijuana here in this state.
You know, and I just want to say something. I was shocked when I looked at our district, Santa Rosa County School website, about a couple of weeks before Memorial Day. You think we saw flags and things like that as a backdrop? Guess what we saw? All these multicolored umbrellas.
Well, yeah.
And that's because I know, I probably don't know. I want this to be zipped out.
Yeah.
Is taking care of our internet. And I love him. He's just a sweet, sweet guy, but we know where he stands.
Mm-hmm.
But the background, and you know, it's still, in other words, instead of Memorial Day, it was
Gay Pride Day.
Because it was, and that stupid thing is still up if anyone wants to go look at the Santa Rosa County School website. It's still there.
But that is, I'm going to go out and look at it.
That's just shocking to me.
Parading around, not hiding. In a society, once it is given public acceptance, it by nature cannot be contended and constantly preys on new victims. Calling evil good and good evil. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. He references Isaiah here, but we know that's what 2 Corinthians 11:13 is about. The ministers of Satan's ministers of darkness parading themselves around throughout the world as ministers of light. We know that. It's something like this. How dare you tell them that they should not live together and that they're living in sin? You're full of hate if you say such things as that. Or being gay is sin. God hates it. Who are you to judge? They're free. It's okay. It's their choice. Their life. I hear that all the time. Oh, it's okay. It's their choice. You know, and along with the same thing, I get into an argument with one of my neighbors about abortion. Whether you like it or not, I'm against it. Okay? Reaching out to help with the truth is now being evil. It's like what Paul said, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And Richard kind of alluded to that this morning. You are going to become somebody's enemy when you tell them the gospel of the grace of God, how to be saved. You do it anyway. It's that old saying, if it feels good, do it. No, don't go that way. We're going the way of the Roman Empire. Here are signs of their decline. And you know what? We are going the way of the Roman Empire. Divorce increases. Well, that's happened. The crazies for pleasure. Yep. A military buildup. While the enemy was within. An increase in violence. The decline of religion. You know, nobody seems to, specifically the younger people, I would probably say from 28 down, they don't want to go to church anymore. They're just not going. Do you notice how this country is the same? And it is. Their military was in so many places, ours is. Overspending, greed, pleasures, and like us, this. I'm going to tell you what. I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but I'm going to tell you, I don't see, I always vote Republican. I don't see a difference between the Republicans and the Democrats anymore. I'm telling you what, you better take heed on who and how you vote. It's just a shame. This country's gone to hell. It just really has. The heroes of the people were actors. We're talking about Rome. What are we talking about here? The heroes of the people were actors, musicians, and athletes. Now, athletes here are big heroes. Multi-million. You've seen that. Drag them into elevators, etc.
Shoot people.
And they get 2 games suspension, that's it. But as a woman down here in Florida, to keep her ex-husband, off of, she took a gun and fired it up in the air. I think she got 30 years. Come on, what's wrong? Is this land like Rome? Are not our priorities out of place? Kids look up to them, talking about those athletes, etc., or rock stars, instead of Jesus as one to look up. After all, He made us. Pride. Some think we're too big to fall. Oh my God. It can happen to the USA. And I really do believe that. I think the majority of the people think this country can't fall. It's just too big. It's too complicated. Well, get ready for martial law, guys. Really, I'm serious about that. The declining family. The declining quality education. Man, I tell you what, you work in the educational system. This is the worst educational system in the history of America, I guess. and they throw more, all they do is throw more money at it. I just can't stand it. When I graduated, Pat and I from Hop, it was like a college degree is. I'm serious. It was the absolute top school in the state. And now, it's just like everybody else. Because more people are more interested in their rights, and now they're voting to, in all over the country, I guess, in specific places, they're voting to let the kids and teenagers and so forth carry their cell phones and have conversations in the classroom. So, my gosh, man. When you've got a student out there that can just holler out, F you, to the teacher, you can't do anything about it. You take him to the principal, what's the principal going to do? He can't touch him. You can expel him. Then you got to have him make up his work because of what he did, caused him to miss the schoolwork. Oh, so what is it? High taxes, increases in immigration. Oh, my God, that's a big deal. You know, and that's a rough situation right now. What do you do as a godly person with a border situation right now? You got any ideas? You need to tell somebody if you got some good ideas.
Yeah, because if we didn't have all those immigrants, we wouldn't get a lot of fruits and vegetables and things like that harvested. So many people won't
work. Americans won't work for
no, they won't
$10
work.
Or $12 an hour.
Uh-uh.
I mean, back in 1998, I was in North Dakota. And up there, I was in the military, but we had beef. And you couldn't get nobody to drive a truck, not get out and do physical labor for $12 an hour. So they went to Mexico and they brought them up and they had a work visa and they worked up there. So a lot of the GIs would take a 30-day leave, go out there and make them some extra money. Now, too many living on welfare. George, I don't know where you got it, but I do believe it. I've been reading more about it. I think it's you is the one who told me that they were going to pay so many people to take a family from Honduras or somebody that's crossed the border. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Like $6,000 a month to take care of them.
$7,400
a family.
$7,400.
Six immigrants into your home, the government will pay you
$7,400
a month. Barely, you can retire and stay at home. That's right. You don't know about this. Actually, another job, Richard. I'm serious. I'm telling you, man, that's good money. Well, I didn't know. I thought it was $6,000 to George, but it's $7,400 a month.
The government's going to
do. Yes.
You'll take in six?
Yes, Richard.
Can we put bars on the doors and
he has failed to enforce the immigration laws, and he's not going to, and he's not going to be impeached either, and he should have not been kicked out, but that's not going to happen either, because the Republicans ain't got the guts to do it now, because they'll lose the midterm elections. So let me get back to this. Hatred for Israel. Y'all, the hatred for Israel, anti-Semitic. You've got a girl out there right now, one of the top movie stars out there. She come out and just blasted the world about Israel. Israel is bombing Hamas, the peaceful people.
Oh, wow.
And you've got so many people in this world that believe Israel is at fault for defending themselves. They're, because Hamas and the Palestinians are putting children in their hospitals, you know, in the UN buildings and all over the place, and they're sneaking through tunnels. They just captured an Israeli soldier, a captain, or a lieutenant. And so Israel didn't take it. They went out and killed about 60 people. Little children. What are you going to do? It's a war.
I like what... I never can pronounce his name.
Netanyahu.
Please. But he says... The difference between them and us is we're using our missiles to defend our people. They're using their people to defend their missiles.
That's right. I like Netanyahu. He went to school up in Pennsylvania. He sure did. I remember
but
that.
You're right. They're putting their people in, you know, and to hide their missiles.
A lot of this stuff when we see on TV, all these ads, it's just photo op stuff. They run around with little children. They'll just grab a child and start running with him. You don't like this child's injured. And that's what they want you to see.
But you can take, I mean, just think of this. Think of little Leland back there. Say he's 6 years old. He's four. But say he's six. And his mama, straps a bomb to him. And he's going to sacrifice for Islam just to kill you. They hate you. Don't ever think they're good and love you. They're not. Should you hate people? No, but you better become a realist. Okay.
Their objective is to get rid of Israel.
Now.
Everything they can.
I just got through with that. I want to read you this one. Signs of Christ's return. Many shall say, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. That's right. People say that? No. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And that's Matthew 24. See, a lot of these people think that that's what's happening right now, Matthew 24. That's about the tribulation. That's not about us. Uh-uh. But as in the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. They're looking for the coming of the Son of Man now, not the rapture. This is that same church. For as in those days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, and gives the reference of Matthew 24. The way they were doing it was a sin, just going on like always, not turning from their sin. And warned by Noah of God's coming judgment. Also, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the last days. We're not in the last days when it comes to what they're talking about in Matthew 24. We're in the last days of the dispensation of the grace of God, but not in the last days of the tribulation. Now, there's a difference. People just confuse this. And that was referenced years ago about the end of time. And now more than ever are the signs here. Is the signs here for the end of time? No! But God knows these people out here believe stuff like this. They've been taught this by prophecy preachers. You about to bust over there, Angie Joe?
Yeah.
Tell it. 1 Timothy 4 tells us, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Well, that's true. Paul said it. But it's talking about the last times before the rapture takes place, not before the end of time at the end of Revelation. People will leave God's ways and turn to teaching that oppose the Bible. Well, that's already happened, but it's going to really happen at that point in time. St. Paul, golly, wrote in the last days, people will be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, covetous, boasters, proud, false accusers, despisers of those that are good and having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In reference to 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 7. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. And that's where we're at right now. That's where we're at. That ain't at the end of time or the end of the tribulation. That's toward the end of the dispensation of the grace of God, this mystery period that we're living in. And then he refers back. He does, but it just blows my mind. He goes over and he talks about Paul there for just a moment after he left Matthew 24, because they put them all together. This is churches. Then he goes back to Acts chapter 2, verse 17. It tells us, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. That's Joel it's referencing there, Pat, that we were talking about. That's whenever he referenced that in Acts chapter 2. That was the beginning of the gospel. Oh, excuse me. That was the New Testament is what he's talking about. But he stopped. Daniel 12:4 says, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the word and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And 2 Thessalonians 2:3 says, let no man deceive you by any means. Means is supposed to be. For that day shall not come except is the last great demon-inspired group who will proclaim himself to be God. Now, we're going to be involved in that. There are many more signs in the Bible. They're trying to tell you we're in the sign age. You know, what does it say in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22? The Jews require a sign, but the Greeks seek after wisdom. There are many more signs in the Bible. Read and find them out for yourself. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And that's a good reference, 1 Thessalonians. And I'll tell you, that's good. If Jesus came tonight, Would you be ready to meet him? In John, he goes over there. In John 3, I think that's one of your favorite, well, it used to be one of your favorite books, wasn't it? I mean, I heard you talk a lot about John. In John 3:7, Jesus says, you must be born again. If you want to understand what that means and have a personal, listen now, listen close to this. If you want to understand what that means and have a personal relationship with Christ, pray something like this from your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. That's bad. But this is work. And will do them no more. Come into my heart and direct my life. This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now study the Bible. Seek God in prayer. Fast and go preach from God's Word to others.
There's like
it
baptized.
How fast as you can from that teacher.
Well, you know, here's the bad thing. It didn't put, it actually didn't put Track 25 HSJL written between 1972 and 77. I ain't no telling who wrote this. Any kind of a denomination could have wrote it. You just don't know who or what it is. I didn't get to do anything, but what I wanted you to see, it goes with, I think, it goes with what Richard was talking about. You know, what you should pray for, one thing, I think, is that any teacher or preacher or ambassador, what's our main purpose here on life? It's not to go out. I mean, the Lord don't want you miserable, but that your main function is not to go out and get a new car and get you 10 acres of land and become profitable and everything else. Your major objective, as far as God's concerned, is that all men be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. So how do you tell people that? You have to tell them that Christ died, was crucified, was buried, resurrected from the dead on the third day according to the Scriptures to justify you, to pay for your sins. He bought you at that cross for a price. What's the price? His death.
Yeah.
The Jews and the Gospel of God only knew that Christ was crucified, buried, and resurrected. That proved that He was the Son of God. It sure did. But it didn't save anybody in this dispensation. Look at here. What did Peter know about that? He didn't know that Christ died for his sins. But it's for all. Sin/sin. The just for the unjust. The inherent, I don't know what's that word, of Adam that passed on to all of us. You know, all the sin nature is what it is that passed from Adam, the first Adam. But there was a second Adam, and I don't like to call it the second Adam. I call it the last. And that's what the Scripture was. It's the last Adam, which is Jesus Christ. He took all your sins. Died for you. You know, you see, His visage was so marred, you couldn't even really tell He was a human being. Now, that's pretty bad. We think of, you know, you get in a fight, and you're getting your head busted, your blood all over you. You're beat up, and so forth. But you can tell, if one of us, I don't know if anybody in here could beat another one so bad that you couldn't tell he was a human being. But his visage was so marred. Not a bone in his body was broken, though. So, Christ bought you. I want to emphasize that. Bought you with a price. What are you doing for Him? What are you doing for Him? As I had started to say, teaching of the revelation of the mystery. That's why we're here. You know, the Lord, you know, I mean, I know people, and I have been one of these. I don't now. You know, I used to go yard selling all the time. If I go now, I'll look as I ride by. If I see something, I'll get out and look. I'll get back in the car. Rarely I'll ever buy anything. Why? I don't need it anymore. That might be something that I want, but I don't need it anymore. And I'm surely not taking it out of here. If you're a rich man, you're not going to take it with you. I'm a rich man in spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I'm sitting with Jesus Christ on the right hand side of the Father right now. So, what I'm saying is, we will be praying for the people that, such as the teachers we have in here, the preachers, in other places, somebody that you've been under before that really taught the truth, and pray that there's 10,000 more of them. 10,000 more. 100,000. 1,000. Because there, as you can see, there's just not enough teachers to go around. The world is not hearing this right here. Jim said he'd never seen it before. Joe didn't either. Richard didn't, did you? Or did you? I don't know if you saw it or not.
Can you talk about this before I came here?
Paul's gospel. Yeah. Not mixed. Not mixed with Peter.
No, I did. Honestly, I did.
Because most people, if they've been in a denominational system, have never saw this.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a true statement.
I know, right?
It's mixed. So you got to have somebody that's going to not care where they are hurt, physically, mentally, to get out and actually do this job. You're going to suffer afflictions, as Paul did. You're not going to suffer the same kind. I seriously doubt somebody's going to tie a cement block to your leg and throw you overboard. But I wouldn't even doubt that. They wanted E.C. dead in Montgomery because he was teaching this. Dead. All the good Baptists up there, they didn't have guts enough to kill him. But they wanted him dead. They run him out of town. He reopened up at that same place up there. And they just hated his guts because he was teaching this. Not water baptism, not repentance, not confession of sins. No speaking in tongues. And I guess I can see five or six people in here that spoke in tongues or tried to speak in tongues. I had a guy tell me yesterday, I was over talking with him, and he mentioned something about a preacher that's in the Grace Movement. He said, where'd you get that guy from? And I said, well, that's... born and raised. He was a Baptist at one point in time, but he's not now. And he said, well, God, I don't like his style. It brings me back into the holiness Pentecostal, and those were bad memories. I just don't like that style of preaching. Because that was bad memories this guy had in the Pentecostal movement, the holiness movement. So, but just remember, what are you doing to further the gospel? You know, I mean, yeah, you can have you a new car, you can have you a new house and be comfortable in life. But everything that you personally want to do in this world is like me playing music. It's nothing. The number one thing is to serve the Lord, give God the glory. You're saved by His mercy. It says in Ephesians 2, 8, 9, 4, by grace, unmerited favor, something you didn't deserve. Are you saved through faith and that not of yourselves? It is the gift of God, not of works. Lest any man should boast. Now, not of works. But where does that leave all these denominational systems that tell you you've got to do something? They don't believe what the King James Bible has to say. I don't care if they're using it. They don't believe what it says. Do they, Joe? Now, that's something. You've got somebody out here in a church, specifically a denominational system, but there's people out here in non-denominational churches that will, you got to watch out for. Oh, believe me, you got to watch out for. And they may be using the King James Bible. They're just not rightly dividing the word of truth, which is what? The gospel of your salvation, according to Ephesians 1:13. Out from all the rest of the gospels. And where do you find it? You find it in Romans Philemon. What is it? It's 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 4. Now, I wanted to tell you this story. God knows I'm over. Let me tell you this story real quick. It may help you out. I read about this. I didn't witness it. But there was a woman in Mexico. whether it's true or not, I kind of believe it. A woman in Mexico, she couldn't read or write. Now, I knew some people in life like this. My ex-father-in-law, my first wife, he couldn't read. Good man, just couldn't read. Knew another little boy couldn't read up in Ob. Dad, his daddy. But this woman from Mexico could not read or write. And somebody had read the King James, well, whatever Bible that I'm going to say is a King James, and told her the gospel, and she got saved. She trusted the Lord. She trusted this without reading or writing. She heard it, so she wanted to do what I'm telling you to do, or advocating that you do, that you need to go out and spread this word. But she can't read and write, so what can she do? She took her Bible. I started to get jokes, but it's big, huge. She took her Bible and she had somebody do it for her because she can't read. She goes over to 2 Timothy 2:15 and has somebody underline it. She goes and shows Ephesians 1:13, highlights it or underlines it. She goes to 1 Corinthians 15, all the salvation scriptures. And she'd take it and she'd walk around in a park. So, well, look, I can't read or write. Would you read me these things that's underlined in here? You know what? She already had it. She wanted somebody else to have it. So what better way to do it than open up? So would you, I can't read this. Would you read it for me? It's going to sink into this person right here. Not everybody. It's not meant to be everybody. It is, but the Lord already knows who's His. And it ain't everybody. So, think of that. You know, because I hear people, well, I just don't have a witness. Well, did you get saved? Yeah. Can you tell them how? If you can't, you probably didn't get saved. I don't care if it's my wife back there. If she can't tell somebody how she got saved, she probably ain't saved. But this is even better still, isn't it? If you can read and write. I mean, if you can't read and write, but play it like that. Put it on an index card. Something simple. The Lord simplified this message. It's called the simplicity of Christ. It's not hard, because I'd have never got it. I was fighting so much through that kingdom of heaven gospel, I couldn't understand it. And now this simple thing comes along, and I fought it like a dog for 2 years. Because I never saw it until EC showed it to me. And then, all of a sudden, oh, after 2 years, it was that personal thing, Richard. I was just me and the Lord in my house that day. I saw it and trusted it. And I ain't looked back since. Because I know I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit. Yes.
And you went back on comment about that. You were talking about mercy. Is that only crippled people get saved.
You got to cripple yourself.
Well, that's right. And in other words, mercy. And we're children of mercy. And I was witnessing to a lady the other day. And she said, well, I want you to know the Lord is with me. And now she could not, and she didn't like the fact that, you know, I talked about sin, that she was a sinner. The Lord's with me after all. I know. And she was never been crippled. She was never, you know, mercy meant nothing to her. She doesn't need mercy. And until you get there, I mean, that's like water off a duck's back.
Well, it's like taking a baseball bat and knocking the legs out from under you because you're knocked down. You're humble that you can't do anything to save yourself.
Where you gotta be? Yeah.
And there ain't but one. And what gets me is Richard can't save Mary Lou. I don't care. He can die for her, but it ain't going to do no good. You can't die for another human being. So I'm going to die for Joe Sims today. It ain't going to help him at all. Because I'm a sinner. That's right. I wouldn't die for him. Now, Joe would take a bullet for me. But I'm just kidding. But anyway, I wanted to tell you this before we get out of here. I wanted to answer some questions, and we just didn't get to it about last week because I did it again in off Tuesday night. It was a little different. I mean, not much. I mean, I just didn't get as much across up and off as I did here.
You didn't put the same spine.
Well, it took an hour and a half up there to do what I did in an hour here, okay? And I still didn't get everything across. I thought I went too fast. Some of you probably thought that I did, but I had a buddy that's out on the website right now. They loved it so much. They put it out on the websites all over the place, and both of them are. Ops and this one. You can go out and get it. But... I'll tell you where it's at.